KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at sports from last night locally in high school girls softball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Denison beating St. Albert 12-0. Lewis Central over Kemper Catholic 7-2. Harlan beat Sioux City East 6-1. Shenandoah over Southwest Valley 10-0. Glenwood swept a pair from Red Oak 9-3 and 5-2. And Thomas Jefferson beat St. Albert by a final of 10-0 last night. In Western Iowa Conference softball play, Trainer over Griswold 10-0 and IKM Manning a 10-0 winner over Tri-Center. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK, a 12-2 winner over CAM. West Harrison beat Arweva 14-2. Glidden-Ralston over Booyer Valley 10-0. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Woodbine 8-1. In the Corner Conference, Sydney over Stanton 12-2. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 13-8. And Bedford over Fremont Mills 10-3. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox over Southwest Valley by a 10-0 final in girls softball. In boys baseball last night, in Hawkeye 10 Conference play, it was St. Albert sweeping 2 from Atlantic. The Falcons defeating Atlantic 13-1 in the opener and then winning 9-8 in Game 2. Also, Shenandoah beat Glenwood 4-3. Denison swept a pair from Red Oak 18-4 and 11-0. Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 2-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. Lewis Central grabbed the second game 9-5. Harlan beat Sioux City West 5-4. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Creston by a 7-3 final. In Western Iowa Conference tournament play, it was Logan Magnolia defeating AHSTW by a final of 6-5, while Tri-Center beat Trainer 7-5. In Rolling Valley Conference baseball, CAM over Exira EHK 22-0 last night. It was Arweva over West Harrison 6-3. Booyer Valley beat Glidden-Ralston 4-2. Coon Rapids Bayard needed 10 innings to beat Woodbine by a 5-4 final. In the Corner Conference, Sydney over Stanton 7-6. East Mills beat Fremont Mills 16-4. Essex South Page swept a pair from Clarinda Academy 18-8. And 15-0. Pride of Iowa Conference play saw Lennox beat Southwest Valley 11-1. East Union over Nottoway Valley by a 5-3 final. Well, there are really only two words needed to describe Game 2 of the 2018 College World Series Finals. Instant classic. Oregon State completed its comeback in the top of the ninth inning last night, scoring 3 runs to win 5-3 and to force a decisive Game 3 coming up tonight. Down to their final strike, Beavers shortstop Caden Grenier tied the game at 3 with an RBI single to left field. Then the next batter, Trevor Larnach, hit a 2-run homer into the right field bullpen to give Oregon State a lead that it wouldn't surrender. First pitch for the deciding Game 3 tonight is scheduled for 5:30 in Omaha, with a new national champion set to be crowned just a few hours later coming up this evening. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, in interleague play, Cleveland's 5-1 victory at St. Louis gives the Indians an 8.5-game lead in the AL Central and keeps the Cardinals 3.5 back of Milwaukee for first place in the National League Central. Rookie Shane Bieber is 3-0 with a 2.22 ERA after limiting the Redbirds to a run and 6 hits over 6 innings. Edwin Encarnacion and Lonnie Chisenhall homered as the Indians avoided a 3-game sweep and won for the 8th time in 10 games. Also in interleague play, Mike Moustakas homered and Adalberto Mondesi hit a tie-breaking 2-run single while the Royals scored 5 times in the 7th inning to beat Milwaukee 5-4. Winning pitcher Danny Duffy scattered 5 hits while striking out 7 over 6 innings, blanking the Brewers until Jesus Aguiar's solo shot in the 6th inning. Kansas City withstood Brad Miller's 3-run blast in the 9th and gave the Brewers their 3rd loss in 4 games. Also in interleague play, Philadelphia beat the New York Yankees 3-0, Texas over San Diego 5-2. In National League play, Cincinnati over Atlanta 6-5, Arizona beat Miami 2-1, Pittsburgh over New York 5-3, L.A. beat Chicago 7-5, and San Francisco 1-0 over Colorado. In the American League, Houston beat Toronto 7-6, Seattle over Baltimore in 11 innings, 8-7, Oakland down Detroit 3-0, Boston over the L.A. Angels 9-6, and the White Sox beat Minnesota by a 6-1 final. Well, Germans are shaking their heads in disbelief after their defending champion team was eliminated from the group stage of the World Cup in Russia in a 2-0 loss to South Korea today. Germany needed a win to have a shot at advancing, but conceded 2 goals in stoppage time. The outcome propelled Mexico into the round of 16 behind Sweden, even after Sweden's 3-0 win over the Mexican team. Brazil later beat Serbia 2-0 to set up a game against Mexico in the round of 16. Switzerland secured second spot in Group E with a 2-2 draw with Costa Rica, and they'll face Group F winner Sweden in the knockout stage of the World Cup. In NFL news, the Indianapolis Colts have signed their second-round draft pick, Braden Smith. The Colts selected the 6'6", 315-pound Smith with the 37th overall pick in the draft. He started 41 consecutive games for Auburn and won the 2017 Jacobs Blocking Trophy as the Southeastern Conference top blocker. The brother of New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins has been arrested and charged with manslaughter in the death of a 25-year-old man whose body was found in the NFL player's New Jersey home. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says 34-year-old William H. Jenkins of Fairlawn was arrested Tuesday and charged on Wednesday with aggravated manslaughter in the death of Roosevelt Renee, whose body was discovered on Tuesday. In tennis news, top-ranked Simona Halep leads the women's seedings at Wimbledon ahead of Caroline Wozniacki and defending champion Garbine Muguruza. Serena Williams will be seeded number 25 for her return to Wimbledon after having a baby. The decision by the All England Club elevates the seven-time Wimbledon champion above her ranking of 183rd. WTA rules allow women who miss time because of a pregnancy to enter events based on their previous ranking, but there's no guarantee of a seeding. In the men's draw, defending champion Roger Federer has been installed as the top seed as he seeks an eighth Wimbledon singles title. The Swiss great is followed by Rafael Nadal, Marin Cilic, Alexander Zverev, and Juan Martín Del Potro. Andy Murray remains well below his best, with Wimbledon less than a week away. Murray lost 6-4, 6-4 to second-seeded Kyle Edmund in an all-British clash in the second round of the Eastbourne International today. It was Murray's second defeat in three matches since his return from long-term hip problems that sidelined him for almost a year. And the Iowa Summer Games will be offering 50 sports this year during its multiple weekends of competition. Iowa Games spokesman Corey Kennedy talks about some of the changes.
We added foot golf this year. It is a new up-and-coming sport, and it's kind of obviously it's a cross between golf and soccer. And there's a course down in Norwalk that has that we are going to be able to utilize and added it to the Iowa Games this year.
Foot golf can trace its origins back to the 1920s, and Kennedy says they receive frequent requests to add different sports.
Every year it seems like we'll get a request to add, you know, one or two sports. And if a person comes to us and feels that, you know, they're going to have enough participants or the facility to, you know, host the event, we will add it to our lineup of sports.
The main weekend of competition for this year's Iowa Games will be July 20th through the 22nd in Ames. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.